Grace, mercy, and peace to you from God our Father and Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. Amen. Please be seated. My dearest brothers and sisters in Christ Jesus, context, context, context. These are the great temple debates. Let's keep them in context. It's Tuesday of Holy Week. The Sanhedrin, they have confronted Jesus and they question his authority. Then Jesus speaks the parable of the tenants. The Sanhedrin, not satisfied with his answers, they send Pharisees and Herodians to trap Jesus concerning the temple tax. Then the Sadducees, not to be left out, they question Jesus about the resurrection. And now comes the final test. This morning, as you have heard, a scribe, a lawyer, questions Jesus about the most important commandment. Essentially, he is asking, Lord, which commandments am I to keep? A good question. There are some who think that this may be a friendly encounter. Context, context, context. He is attempting to force Jesus to take sides. For you see, either Jesus must approve of the 248 positive laws, or he must approve of the 365 negative ordinances. Jesus, which is more important? Which is the greatest, Jesus? It's the most complex question of Jesus' day. What say you, Lord? Do you side with the Pharisees or do you side with the Sadducees? After all, the Sadducees rejected all the Pharisaic commands not plainly written in the law. The Pharisees saw the Sadducees as skeptics. Jesus, you must be in one camp or you must be in the other camp. 613 laws. Totally devoid, dear friends, totally devoid of the most important aspect of all, love. God tells us through Paul in Romans chapter 7, so then the law is holy, and the commandment is holy, righteous and good. The love and goodness of the law is that it justly reveals to us our sin. Yet the Pharisaical laws were human injunctions that promoted, yes, you guessed it, they actually promoted works righteousness. After all, the Pharisees thought that they could keep these laws externally anyway, for they have never ever placed anyone above God. They've never taken his name in vain. They always worshiped. They were always present. And yes, they've never committed adultery. They never murdered. They never stole. They never spoke falsely of anyone. And they never, ever coveted anything. Outwardly, anyway. You see, they thought they didn't need the repentance of sins because by their works they were justified. Then our Lord gives his answer. For you Hebrew scholars, you know it so well. Shema Israel, Adonai Eloheinu, Adonai Echad. Hear, O Israel, the Lord our God is one Lord. Notice what Jesus says. Don't do, but hear. Hear, listen, yes, obey. But Jesus doesn't stop there, does he? You shall love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul, with all your muchness, with all your strength. Love the Lord your God with a love that is total, that totally trusts in him, that totally has confidence in him, that has total loyalty toward him, in total obedience of him. And the second is this: never inferior, but of the same quality as the first. Love your neighbor as yourself. Both your love of God and your love of your neighbor are a gift of God. Both are a response because of what Jesus has done for each and every one of you, and what he continues to do for you, even here this morning. Now you may think, I love my wife, I love my husband, I love my children. How about the woman in the shopping center who is wrestling with her children and she needs help unloading her cart? And in disgust, you say some words that you shouldn't say, and you go to another line. Or the old man who has a flat tire on the side of the road, and you just quietly drive by. How about the love of your neighbor? Oh, students, how about the love that you are to show to your professors? Oh, yes, the professors aren't off the hook either. Dear professor, the love that you're to have for your students. If we say that we love God and we don't love our brother, we don't love our neighbor, well, John says this very clearly in his first epistle. We love because he first loved us. If anyone says, I love God, but hates his brother, he is a liar. For the one who does not love his brother, whom he has seen, is not able to love God, whom he has not seen. And we have this injunction from him, that the one who loves God loves also his brother. Dear friend, your heart cannot be right with God if your heart is not right with your neighbor, with your wife, with your husband, with your children, yes, with your professor, yes, with your student. The standard for loving our Lord, who is your God, is in totality. The standard for loving your fellow man, no matter whom it may be, is of the very same attitude as toward yourself. Dear friends, now the Lord will invite you. He has absolved you of all your sins. We know that the Lord, in his great love for us, did the most greatest, wonderful act of all mankind. Here upon the cross, he took your sin and my sin, and he nailed it to his bloody cross. He rose on the third day. He ascended into heaven, and he has made a promise that he will come for you again. But he is never far from us. He is always with us. Today he is present as he invites you to come. Come and kneel before him and receive from him body and blood for the strengthening of your faith until life and salvation. Yes, for the forgiveness in his love for you, the forgiveness of all your sin. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.